Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume as loud as it can go so you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Yo Canadians, this isn't Taris from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
Alright, welcome to A Sordid Hour. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. Station is 101.5 UMFM. We got a great show in store for you this evening. We're going to be spending our whole hour listening to some hard rock and blues. I got the idea for this episode. A couple of new releases came across my plate, and I thought, why not use this as a vehicle for showcasing some of the great blues out there that I'm particularly fond of. We're going to start things off with a track by a band called The Devils. They hail from Napoli in Italy. They have a new album out, well, it's coming out, called Beast Must Regret Nothing. This is their third album, and it's quite the departure from their first two albums that were released on Voodoo Rhythm Records. This one's produced by Alan Johannes, who is probably most famous for his involvement with Queens of the Stone Age. We're going to start things off with the title track. This is the third single they've released so far from this album. So yeah, here we go. This is The Devils with Beast Must Regret Nothing on A Sordid Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Silent, black radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard Bad Waitress out of Toronto with a brand new track called Pre-Post-Period Blues. And we started the set off with The Devils. That was Beast Must Regret Nothing from their forthcoming album of the same name. Next up here, one of my favorite local bands, Woodshed Havoc, have a new album in the works called Noino. They've been sitting on this album for about a year now due to the pandemic. And I can assure you it's quite the banger, as I think the kids are still saying these days. We're going to take a listen to one of the tracks off that album. This is E-Talk by Woodshed Havoc on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Back, headed for another one. This time I'm not letting talk is devil.
Alright, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We've got a whole hour in store for you of some hard rock and blues. We just heard Hard Candy Hearts out of Indianapolis. That was a track called The Darkest Hour off their self-titled album released back in 2010. That has to be one of the best albums that no one has actually heard of. It just absolutely incredible start to finish. It's one of the best things that I've bought in the last 10 years, easily. Just phenomenal album. The Devil's Teeth before that, out of Milwaukee. That was a track called The Junction Street Eight Tigers. That was from their album Sukiyaki Hot, released in 2018 on Triple I Industries. Another incredible, incredible album, full of surf garage rock. I like that one because it does have a bit of a blues influence. And we started the set off with Woodshed Havoc. That was E-Talk from their forthcoming album Noino. Check out the video, you can find it on YouTube too. Great video. Next up here we got a track by Zen Gorilla from San Francisco. We're gonna hear something from their Sub Pop released Shadows on the Sun, going back to 2001. This is Smoke Rings on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
thing in the morning, I have a job. Gonna bring some money. I won't drink no more. Yeah.
we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard Rod Hamdallah with a track called I Don't Mind. That was from his EP Think About It, released in 2014 on Hot God Records. And, you know, I've been listening to his stuff for probably about a year now. I got into it a while back, and I just found out that he's actually the guitar player for the legendary Shack Shakers, so crazy. Before that, we heard P.W. Long's Real Foot. That was a track called The Shaken Fears from his album We Didn't See You on Sunday, released on Touch and Go Records back in 97. What can I say about P.W. Long? He's got to be one of my favorite songwriters of all time. I will consume anything that guy releases. Unfortunately, his releases have been few and far between as of late. Not sure what he's doing to keep busy, but yeah. And that one actually features Mac McNeely on drums, who was in the Jesus Lizard. We started the set off with Zen Gorilla. That was Smoke Rings from Shadows on the Sun. Just another phenomenal band. Everything they do is just great. I love the vocals on that. Just so much soul. So much. Next up here, we got a track by Toronto band Cattle. This is Hold My Body Down on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Plaza Central, let's take a walk. Thank you.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. We just heard Cursed Arrows with a track called Death Rattle Blues. And we started that off with Cattle. That was Hold My Body Down from their album This Shaken House, released in 2014. Both those bands out of Toronto. Great, great stuff. So what blues episode would be complete without some John Spencer thrown in the mix? This track comes off of, well, I would say is my favorite Blues Explosion album. It's called Plastic Fang. We're going to hear the track Down in the Beast. This is the John Spencer Blues Explosion on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Baby, come on.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We just heard local punk rockers Quagmire. That was a track called Redbone Coon off of their last album, Live Together, Die Alone, released in 2013 on Eat 'Em Up Records. That album finds them trading their punk rock sound for something far, far more bluesier. And you know what? I really think that they're better for it. I really, really like that album. It's my favorite of theirs. And we started it off with John Spencer Blues Explosion. That was Down in the Beast off their Plastic Fang album. So we're going to finish this episode off with a brand new track by legendary swamp blues musician Tony Joe White, who passed away a couple years ago. Now, it seems that Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys has unearthed some of his unreleased demos, thrown a couple of session musicians into the mix, and infused some of his own tasty flavors for an upcoming album called Smoke from the Chimney. That'll be released later this year. We're going to hear the first single off that. This is Boot Money by Tony Joe White on Assorted Hour. Thanks for listening. I've been your host, Jeremy Rancid. Stay tuned to UMFM for some more great programming, and we will be back next week for another hour of great rock and roll. Stay safe, have fun, and keep warm.
Working real hard, $1.50 a week. Always had a job, but I couldn't find no ministry. No, no. Put a little money in my pocket, the rest down in my boot. Maybe a poor man, but I always got some loot. I got food. I got good money. Poor man, but I always got some loot. I got.